Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Peter Meyer, the author of Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets, one of the top business consultants on the planet, and a great resource for us, longtime Brain Trust member. We're talking about assumptions that we make, assumptions that we have, assumptions that we you know, Peter, maybe we should quit calling it assumptions and start asking, are they assumptions or is it baggage? What do you think?
Every assumption we use is a great platform from which we grow. It's like the ceiling and floor story. It was our ceiling and is now our floor for future growth. So we needed it once, like we needed all that old baggage once, and now we need something better. The assumptions that got us here are not the assumptions that will move us forward.
And so many times we see people, and folks, what we're talking about, Peter's helping us understand how sometimes, like the founders of America, revolted against the monarchy and chose to create something brand new from whole cloth. You can do the same thing in your business, either the business you want to start or the next level of growth for your company. But the monarch that you've got to throw off is probably more from within than from without, right, Peter?
No question. The monarch is from within, and that's a good piece of news. It's the emperor who has no clothes, but
right.
We are our own emperor.
We're the emperor.
But also our little boy.
Yeah.
And we get to point to ourselves and say, oh, that doesn't work. That no longer serves me.
Mm-hmm.
And I no longer serve it. And that's when we start.
And that's the bad news and the good news, isn't it? The bad news is it's us. We, as Poco says, that great possum philosopher, we've seen the enemy and he is us. So the bad news is the problem is mostly us. The good news is we can actually change it, can't we?
We can. And I promised you and the listeners three questions in this segment. So if you don't mind, let me start
Please.
With the one that goes right around that. So the first question is there any question that we can ask ourselves to which we cannot find the answer? Is there any question we can ask ourselves to which we cannot find the answer?
Now, he didn't say, is there any question that won't hurt that you can ask yourself? It might hurt a little bit.
Nor do I know the answer now. Do I know I can find it?
So it's okay to ask yourself a question and have to think about it. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Federal Express wouldn't exist as your sponsor today if they had not done that, asked a question
right.
to which they did not yet know the answer.
Very good. Very interesting.
Good. So
okay.
The second question, that one's pretty obvious. The
yeah.
second question is there a problem that we can pose for ourselves that we cannot find a way to solve?
Now that's a harder one.
Is it really? Is a problem the same as a question?
Well, when I think of problems, when I think of questions, I think more internally, you know, inside of me. When I think of problems, I think of maybe more external solutions.
Now, didn't you just tell me and the listeners that we are our own source?
You're not supposed to use these things against me, Peter.
Not at all. I would never do such.
Okay. Okay. So you. All right. So what's the difference, though? Why would you ask the same question twice?
Because everybody has the same perspective that we all start with the same assumption that a problem is external. And when we question that assumption, we realize the two questions really are the same, but we need to question our own assumptions.
So more and more, it's about getting out of our own way.
It is more and more growing ourselves. Don't need to get out, just need to grow, and that will
right.
automatically slide off the rest.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, and then the third question is, and this is the one that you're going to relate to, is there anyone else who can do these things for us?
Who can I ask for help? Is that right? Is that what you're saying?
That's right. Who's the best source for my growth? are my answers.
Should we ask ourselves an interim question to that? Is there a fourth question? Maybe that should be the fourth question. Let me propose another third question, and that is, am I willing to listen to anybody else who might help me?
Am I willing to provide myself with somebody else that might help me?
I mean, isn't that a self analysis question extraordinaire, isn't it?
It is, and it's really part of the answer to the very first question, isn't it? There's no question I cannot find an answer to, even if it means I go find a resource like Jim Blasingame.
Well, and so yeah, I mean, if we have to, and so now what you're doing is you're saying, I'm going to not let myself, you know, get off light. I'm going to hold myself accountable.
I'm going to look to myself as being the best source and the most easily accessible source in the world. And by golly, I am both.
Until I get to the point where I'm not making progress, and then maybe I need somebody else to help me. Is that what you're saying?
And then I reach out. I am the person doing the reaching out. I reach out, I turn on the radio every morning and listen to Jim, and I learn what I need to learn because I put myself in those radio waves and turned on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Jim is not my boss, but Jim is my source.
This is really good stuff, folks, and I hope if your performance, your personal performance, your business performance, your performance in life, it's not, you know, if it's not doing what you would like, if you're not getting the results out of your effort that you would like, look inside. Ask yourself those three questions that Peter asked you. We're going to talk some more about this with our good friend Peter Meyer, the very wise Peter Meyer. Stay with us. 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.